begin the current daven set this human of samachal begin on the base begin to some as it begins with the gemara Hashem mitzayrish hashach to shalolishmoy regarding the case we're comparing the machlekes we had the tanaim to another case of the ashma of mitzay which was slaughtered shalolishmoy that's similar that Rabbi Yochanan is comparing to the parash and nishpach dame but Tamar Riva wonders Michael Medame what is the comparison to ashma that was slaughtered shalolishmoy to having given some of the matanis of the par and that the blood spilled out. And that is because the kimgul nishkan l'shmai, since the Hashem is not slaughtered l'shmai, and therefore the loyal l'bam klavashim tzavu was not fulfilled by their obligation at all. So my shayi chacha asham echad am rachman, what's the application of what their machlik is regarding, oh, you could only have one asham, like we have regarding chatas echad am rachman, only one chatas, and that's the yisrael the machlik is. But this is not asham echad versus two asham, it's well, come asham nosam meni kemant alestam, whatever you gave is like he didn't do anything, he's not fulfilling his obligation. So how would it be a problem of bringing another one to be considered like Shtei HaShamis. So I came nearly like a Girsa's Rach. Rather, therefore, the Riva likes the Girsa of Rabbeinu Hanal. That's what you're talking about, not Asham Mitzayra Shenechel Shalav Shmai. Rather, Asham Mitzayra Shenishbach Damai. Similar case, like we said regarding the power, that the blood spilled out. Koy, the mountain behind us. Before you went and you put the bloods, besides the Zrikas that we do, we also spray it on his behind us. That's what the Gemara is saying. Barnum Machlikis Remei Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. The contrary Remei that says Navayda that was not finished, like wasn't done at all, and you have to start off in the beginning. So you bring another Ashram and you start all over in the beginning, and you do it on the behind this. Contrary Lezer Rebbe Shimon that say you start from where you stop. So therefore, you're also you only go from where you stop. The problem is that you can't because it has to be Ashram Echel. The Hadam in Labash and the Shparadam couldn't remember says nicely. Oh, so this is exactly what their Machlikis was regarding the bull that. It's spilled up before you finish all the matan. But Kamash Malan, and what's the, so then what's the Chiddush of the same exact thing? The Chiddush is the Kiyeh and the Pligim, Matan is Hashemen. Just like they disagree regarding the gift of the oil, the likes of Oisai, where it doesn't say Oisai, which sounds like that, that you would have to say, oh, it has to be this and no other one. So Chanami Pligim Matan Dam Ashram. So do they disagree regarding the gifts of the blood of the Ashram? And Avagam Dachsiv Oisai, although here it does say Oisai, which that would sound like only one and no other ones. That's the Chiddush said, oh, that you can still bring another one. Have a time, but what would be the reason why that they wouldn't darshan that oisoy v'la'achar that, but ayat says oisoy. So that's k'may v'shafash, but some of says like I'm going to explain shortly, it says like he's going to say at the end of Taisus. On that, Ubarach, and that the Gemara asked, how could you say that? V'oksiv, but it does say Oisai, which sounds like only this and no other one. And Bein Rameya, Bein Rebelaz, Reb Shimon, La'abla La'asui Acherim, it should not have allowed others. So then why, truthfully, do they say you go and you bring another Ashram and you're Shechted? Now, so that's the, how the Gemara is explained according to the Rebbeinu Hanal. Now, V'hadam Aisitanya Kavosei, and now, so how do you understand the Gemara further? It says, oh, we have a Brisa that supports the way Reb Yechanan says it. We don't expound Oisai, which it says within the Brisa, that Hashem Atzari that was slaughtered Shalei Lishmai, or you gave the blood to the Highness, or you didn't give the dumb to the Highness, so you have to bring another Ashram. So Taisa explains, Lav, Mediktoni Ashram Shashachta Shalei Lishmai. It's not from the case that it brings that, oh, from Ashram that was slaughtered Shalei Lishmai, which is exactly how the Gemara is learned according to Rashi, because it's not going according to Rashi's Girsa. No, because the Baha'u Kulam Amaydi says, everyone agrees that you go and you bring another Ashram, because the first Ashram is not considered Ashram at all, like we explained, that shouldn't be the Girsa in what Rabbi Yechanan's case of Ashram Shachta Shalei Lishmai. Ella rather, so what are we supporting Rabbi Yechanan from? Mahai, from the other case, Shalei Nosim Midam Al Behindus. When you did not put the blood on the Behindus that Tzarech Ashram Ma'achalach Shira, that you have to bring another Ashram to validate it. So Alma, that's what you see. Avgab Tachsiv Oisai, although it says Oisai, which sounds like one and no other ones, even so, it commands Amma, there is a Mandama, that may be Ashram Acher. Then you bring another Ashram, that's a proof to Rabbi Yechanan that he says, if the Ashram, the blood spilled out before the Behindus, you bring another Ashram and you don't expand Oisai. And that you can't have two, which is like one of the two opinions. But since Taisa Batem, it's a wonder. Why? Because he himself was quoted previously that he said, what's the time of Lazar Shimon? What's their reasoning that they hold that you stop, you take over where you stop? They learn the opposite of Rameya. They say, no, not Chatas Echad, not two Chatois. No, you will bring two Chatois. And to the contrary, Chatas means Chitri, spraying. That you can't do another spray two times. It has to go where you stop. You can't do it over to a second time. Problem is, He cannot make such a joshua because it's not the chatzis to say chitoy. It's actually my tamai. What's their reason that you can't go ahead and start over again, even though you gave it, but there is no pasik to exclude it? Says Taisis, but b'shem mahasim gami. Maybe we learn it out from the parayim kippurim. Kiyeched mahasim mikka kami minim matan. Just like over there, there's many matan of dam. And gali lankra, the pasik reveals to us according to them from the word chitoy, which is chatzis, which is chitim malkum shabazim masim. Wherever you stop, that's where you start. The log of Shemin and the Oshem of the Mitzayra, and both of them, yeah, will have the same halacha that you'll continue from where you left off, that you can't do it a second time. So although it doesn't say over here chatzis, which is chitoy, but we learn that from over there. Next says the begin towards the Gemara, Nazim and Mayrit, a bald Nazim. He still has to shave his head. Now, Sais just points out, but actually, meaning the Gemara Nazim that Mevam Beis Gars Ipcha. Actually, the text here is the opposite. In all the svarim, it brings a bishami armim ein tzarich. Bishami is one that says you don't have to shave your head. Bishilim tzarich. Bishilim says you have to. The opposite that it says over here. Umehilchas avokusah, and this is from one of those halachas which are said opposite elsewhere, which says we find this many times in Shas. Kehid yidayim shemechichas, like we find regarding when there is an indicating factor which is not definite. If Ligra Abaye would have picked up the Dharm, that Abaye and Rebbe disagree in the first breaking the Dharm of Hema Beis, if it's considered as a Nadir or not, or Parapasta the Nazir, the second breaking the Nazir, the Samach Beis and Olive, Havchud of Rain, it quotes them the opposite. And Mechim Parakam the Bukhari, first breaking the Bukhari, the Bukhari, the Bukhari, the Bukhari, the Bukhari, the Verdava, and Rudav Chizda, the Dabba Shaisa, and the Bela Chafer regarding it's talking about the Alocha of an animal that has a partnership with a Goy, if it's going to be part of a Bukhari or not, what he has to be considered a partnership in regarding something in the animal that would make an Bela Chafer. The pligi betreifa chayiv and a chayiv, that they have a dispute regarding a treifa that lives and doesn't live, regarding if to live 12 months or not. So when they quote the machlekes over there in Bukhairis, and in the first package of Yanav Umbeis, it quotes them the exact opposite. Chizda holds treifa does not live, Rav holds treifa does live. And so it says, v'kainer abbas b'shas, we find this many times in Shas. V'hem kamay ikadami, it's like when we say ikadami, that those who say it, that the machlekes was the exact opposite. So next says the beginning with the Gemara, Man Nesina Basmash of Kayin. Just like the Nesina is with the Kayin himself, so too is the Likich. Now, Brish Perikah is Mekayim, in the beginning is Mekayim, Zvachim Daf Menzayim Aveis, first Rashi explains that the Chsiv Etz Pekab Hashem. It says, V'hizim Hashem Etz Boy. It says, by the Matans of the Shemin, it says it's with his finger. And that's by the Shemin. The Yel Damine, we learn that the Dam from the Shemin, which is what our Gemara is saying over here in the Sina is Ba'at Mishal Kayin. Now, the place is Bavarni, is forewarning a question. Now, so you have to say, it's only like what's unspecified is learned from what's specified. Whatever you know, just like it says by Shemin, so too by the Dam is also going to be Ba'at Mishal Kayin. Because the Ibinin Av, if let's say it was what's called the Yim Gibn Rishat Yodreshman, which is Ibinin Av, that, whenever it says in the Sina means like you see it by there, so too everywhere else, that would be problematic. Because Habayi Hasam, because the Gemara of the Zvachim asks, Idav Alam of the Binyav, something that's itself learned from Binyav, if it's Chayzim Alam Behekesh, if it could teach to something else in the Hekesh. So how would the Gemara say so obvious over here that this halacha of Nesina, which is Atma Shokayim, Maidam, which is itself learned out from Binyav, from Shemin, that you go ahead and teach from a Hekesh, where the Pasik puts it near Velokach to say the same thing would be regarding the Kabbalah, it's a Shaila. So obviously it's not learned from Binyav, it must be just from what's called Yilamat Sasim in Lafurish. Which then you could learn how to hekesh from the Nesina of the Dam Ba'asma Shalkayin to the Lakicha. Shinnek says, not to begin with the words of Gemara, which continues on these next very words, Af Lakicha Ba'asma Shalkayin, just like the Nesina is Ba'asma Shalkayin, which is the spraying, so too is the Kabbalah. But also with the Asma Shalkayin. Now, Taisa says, now, wait a second, because it says, Velokach Venosin, so it means to say they're the same. Now, Ba'avagav, the Abichatis Namik, so Velokach Venosin, Ba'ichatis also says, to take and take place. But we don't make such a joshua to say, just like that the had to be Ba'at Moshe Kohen, so to over there has to be Ba'at Moshe Kohen. Shlomite says, yeah, because the Hasim, the truth is, the truth is, you really, yeah, like we're saying over here, you should say that Bechatz too. El Mishlom, the reason is only because the Balakach to Beksivi, it says many times the word Balakach by the Chatois, you have it Besonasi, you have it when the king brings his go, he goes the kids by the lamb. And the Seira and the Shilam, not Makimid Lamitin, the Midrash Kulu, since you cannot darshan all those Lakiches, So therefore, that already tells us that like the Shinlu, we're not going to expound it at all. And therefore, we're not going to expound even the one that's near the Menasin. And that's why we don't say about Smashal Kohen. But really, the truth is, if it had only said it one time, then we would say, like we say over here, that Ma'aman is not Smashal Kohen, so too is the Lekicha. The next test must begin with Zigma Ma'chatas to Nekli. Just like a Chatas requires Kli, so too do we say over here by the Ashram of the Mitzar. Prisha says, we know that Chatas needs Kli. Because the Alpha Ma'ila Sinai, we learn that from the Oila was brought by Har Sinai, because there is Shavu Dikicha Kicha. Says by Chatzis V'Loka Chakoyin, says by the carbon Oila brought by Har Sinai, V'Yikach Meshe Chatzi Agon, and says V'Yosim Ba'Agonis. So just like over there, the Agonis, it was a vessel, so too by Chatzis requires a Kli. And then we learn Hashem Atayra from Chatzis, because it says Kechatzis Kechatzis is Hashem. Now, so this is retainment, it's a wonder. Why is it a wonder? Because the Bayhi Beperges Makaim and the Gemara asks Nazim coming in Zbach Nabnun Menalov, Idava Lamed Bixer Shabbat. If someone lives on Bixer Shabbat, which is exactly what you're saying, is how you know Chatzis requires a Kli from Bixer Shabbat from Oila Sinai. If Chazim Lamed Hekesh, Oila, if you could go ahead and teach to a Hekesh or not, which is what you're saying, Kechatz Ashim, which is a Hekesh. Lamanda Amar Bas Malamed is leaning according to the one that says that we go based on the teacher, meaning there's a machlekes amaram regarding when you have kachim that learns up from chulin, or chulin learns from kachim. We know that by kachim you cannot do a double hekesh. So the question is, which was the primary? That is it the malamed, which is the malamed kachim that even though what's learning from is chulin, the chulin cannot go ahead and now teach another one, or maybe you go basa halamed. The primary is the one that's learning out and not the one that's teaching from. But says Taisus, according to one that says, you go bust in the Malamed, so the Chatas Halamud B'Gzeir Shabbos, which we teach over here, that the Chatas, which is teaching, or which is learned out from Gzeir Shabbos, from Oile Sinai, that Chazez Malamed this behekish al Hashem Mitzayr, where it's going and teaching with the Hekish on the Hashem Mitzayr. So why is the Gemara there in the Safik? You see clearly that that you see you're able to take the Chatas, which is the Kachim, and teach regarding the Ashram. So the Amr Tzva, he says, no. Kim de lav gzer shava hav benafkel and chatas me keisha de vezei zatera. The truth is, even without gzer shava, we would know chatas from a different source. From a hekesh of vezei zatera, kadiz besev pek dam chatas, like the Melanz and Zvachim and Tzadik Zayin Medal, Amid Beis. That, right, that pasuk equates all the karbanas one with the other. And therefore, my oil to the kli, just like the oil requires a kli. And my he, what is that? Elam and Mizrik. If it means to say, in other words, what's this old karbanis that you want to learn from Oilev requires a kli, if it's that it requires a bowl to receive the dam, well, that's a bezibcha shalmetzibah, namiksibah hulu. I mean, that by shalmetzibah rostin, by yasim ba'gonis. So all the karbanis are compared to shlam, that needs a kli. But still, we see that if we compare it to shlam, that all the karbanis need a kli, so you would know chatas from there. So since from a hekesh, we know chatzos requires a kli, because chatzos is written in that pasuk, and that's also compared to shlamim. You can't have like gzeir shavah kemandach sevukuba. So really, the gzeir shavah is as if it's written in the context, as if it's written in the kama chatzos itself, because it really has a hekesh anyway. So that's why we have finished shabbat ashram chatzos. That's why you could learn the ashram chatzos in there, but that's not considered that somebody that learned from gzeir shavah is going and teaching with a hekesh. Now, that's regarding. That's why it's not a difficulty on that mandama abasa malamadazin. Now, it says Taisu Lamanda Madavala Mixer Shabak Lamba Hekish. Now according to one that says that somebody's learning from Xer Shabak could go subsequently teach with a hekish. So if that's the case, so what's the purpose of having the hekish of a Zesatira to teach a chatas requires a kli? Since you have a chatas that's learned from Xer Shabak, so then you could go ahead and do a hekish to Ashram. So what's the purpose of chatas learning somewhere else? So it's like it's a hekesh, not shakabans, but still you need a hekesh for all the other kabans that they need a kli. And that you wouldn't know. We'll have gzeir shavah leisaki, and without gzeir shavah, it wouldn't be enough to learn enough negative of this atayra. The chad requires a kli, and to learn a kachad to ashram to Hashem Mitzrayim needs a kli too. No, so it's like if that would be the case, have a hekesh from a hekesh. Be a hekesh from a hekesh. I'll have a muscle male of ashram chadz, and you wouldn't be able to learn ashram chadz. Because without gzeir shavah, you only know chatz needs a kli from a hekesh. And that, according to everyone, you cannot learn a hekesh from a hekesh. So therefore, you need both. Now, Taisa comes to explain a related idea. Taisa says, either. Make sure Ritzvah. Ritzvah asks, Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, the sub that he holds, dark to smell kosher. He holds generally that if you spray with the left hand, although the avodah is generally with the right hand, if you spray with the left hand, it's going to be kosher. That's part of the fact base, it's not the dalam base. It's really because he holds like this. He holds kuhuna by etzba. But etzba does not require kuhuna. In other words, he holds that old zvachim, that doesn't say etzba, rather just says bezorka kahanim. But the truth is, spraying with the left hand is going to be kosher. Because it only says koin, it doesn't say etzba, which that's what tells us ma'akav dafka b'yamin. But if it says etzba, then it doesn't have to say kohuna, just to mean that it has to be with the right hand. But chatas, that you have to spray with the right hand, and that's because with the yamin. So the question has continued to zach daf samach beis. Now, v'amai, why is the Mishman hold by all kabbans kasher with the left hand? Teves rikas asham mitzor b'yamin. Spraying of the Hashem Mitzor should have to be with the right hand. Why? Because the Bin Hadin have a little lemeimer, because logic would tell us to say the Bin Kabbalah, Bin Zrika, the Hashem Mitzor. Receiving the blood, the spraying of the blood of the Hashem Mitzor should be Bimin with the right hand. Don't mean the Matan Shemin, just like the gifts of the oil of the Mitzor, which has to be with the right hand. Then we use the Hashem Mitzor, which should say that the Zrika and the Kabbalah should be with the right hand. Yilav, the Adre Krom, the Stib Kachatz is Kashem. If not for the fact that the Pasuk then brings it back to the original category, of comparing the chatas like the asham, that matanza dama asham are not like the matanza shemen, rather should be like the chatas. So mahate in the Kabbalah, I understand perceiving the mother should hold that the Kabbalah zadam the chatas is not with the right hand, and so do with the asham of an asina. But regarding the spraying, the chatas gufa biyamin, with the chatas itself has to be with the right hand. So name it the asham mitzvah, name it have biyamin. So we should say the asham mitzvah should be with the right hand. That's the ritzvah's question. Now, the Tirti answers, since the Pasuk then returns, which is what we bring here in our Sugya, the Dam of the Asham, to teach us that it's not like the Shemen. Rather, we're saying it's like your classic Chatos, but the Shinan, so therefore expanding Kishar Hashem is here. It should be like all other Hashem is. You can say the Hadre Legamri, that it's bringing back the Hashem Mitzor, meaning to be like what? Like all other Hashem is. Which spring of the blood is kosher with the left hand of Kosher B'Shem, and so too is Hashem Mitzar. Oid Hiksha. Ritzva also asks like this. According to the one that says that whatever is Lamad B'Zer Yishav, the Lamad could teach something else with a Hekish. Lahava Kal Hashem is B'Yimin L'Bishem. Actually, all Hashem is required with the right hand of Kosher B'Shem. Because Mehekish, the Kachatzik Hashem, which we compare the Chatzis to the Hashem to the Chatzis, just like the Chatzis with B'Yimin, so too is the Hashem B'Yimin. Or my case of the Torah, which we compare all the Kabbalahs one to the other, so therefore they should all require with the Yamin. Since I've been here earlier, it seems to me that Al Karchel Reb Shimon, Zrikas Hashama is Nismal. Spraying of the Hashama is could be with the left hand and not specifically with the right hand, because when the Chatzim Kachatis Kaashim, like the Chatzis the Ashim, which is the Shin, Parishin, the Zvachim, we learn in the Zvachim of Chofim and Reb Shimon, come in Mincha, when you come in to bring a flower offering, if Bola of the Biyav come and do it by hand, so just like the spraying of the blood, when you do it by hand, if the bimin, you do it with your right hand. Kechatz, like the chatas, which has to be sprayed with the right hand, so to here. Malav the bekli, you come and do it with a vessel, and that's how you want to sacrifice the kibitza. So if the bismal, then you do it with the left hand, kashem, like the asham, which you could do the dam asham, that's in the vessel, that's kasher in the left hand. Now, so let's tell you about kocha and the zrika. Obviously, it's talking about the zrika. Even the zrika's asham is kasher with the left hand. What do you mean? Even the chatas is with the left hand according to Shimon. These are the pegshin is vav of the alma base. So if so, if we're comparing it specifically to the asham, must be that even the spraying of the asham is kashrut with left hand, and therefore that's why we're not learning that all of them require the right hand, like we're learning at kechatz kashrut. Even according to the mandam, the dolam mizer shava, that you could be chazan behekish. All the ashamas are not going to be even like the chatas; rather, it's going to be bisma. Hadin Allah Chaytia Eloi, which I return to you, the fifth paragraph of Septus Yuma, Perek Chaytia Eloi with Taisus.